Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Phil. It's Wednesday, the 11th of August. Hi, Jennifer Horn is here with Victoria Keelan. Jay's a little bit under the weather, but that's all right. We'll dig around the trending world. That's really kind of what we're all about here. What's trending conversationally in almost every aspect of our lives? You name it, we talk about it, and we fix it. If it's a problem, we fix it. That's the way we handle things here. Right, ladies? Yeah, let's
I think
fix
you're going
to
need a new table.
Right. I have one of those big round desks. You know, you've seen it. No, neither of you have probably seen it. I have this in my office. I'm surrounded by information, papers, and stuff, and it's a big round of computers. Just a big round desk that I work on or work from. I kind of like as if I were a governor. You know, I bet you governors have big round desks like this, except there'll be one that'll be vacant. In the next couple of weeks, it seems. I don't know that I saw this coming. All right, so ladies, let's discuss the resignation of Andrew Cuomo as governor of New York. There certainly has been a lot of pressure on him, but it seemed like he, as of yesterday when we talked about this, he was going to stick it out. He was going to
up until his speech. He was going to stick it out. It was so strange because he started off with his lawyer, who Rita Glavin is her name, and she came out and spoke for well over a half an hour about the inaccuracies of the Attorney General.
Was this a press conference?
Just to put it in perspective, I was doing my local show. I got back to start at 8 o'clock local time. She speaks till about 8:40, I want to say, maybe 8:45. So, like, 45 minutes, really, of, like, a slideshow presentation, really kind of going after the authenticity of the women's stories. She went after the Attorney General's report. She showed pictures. I mean, it was a whole presentation. And so you're thinking, okay, he's digging in the sand, right? He's going to fight back on this front. And then at 8:45, he comes out and he starts talking all the way through 9 o'clock, my time locally. And he's basically saying, you know, I kind of did it, but I didn't think it was bad. And this is sort of who I am. And maybe it's generational. Maybe it's something with the culture, but I never meant to offend these 11 women.
You believe that that's the case?
Behavior.
You think that's really what happened? That he didn't really believe he was doing anything wrong?
I think it's a crutch. I think he is a person who appreciates power, and I think he appreciated the power that he had over these women. And I think that, you know, is this political? Yes. But I think you can't doubt some of the stories that these women have told that make it seem like he should have known better, you know, that it was a line that he crossed. So I think there's probably a little bit of everything that's true. Then all of a sudden, like, I went off to the restroom. I come back and I see the headline is he resigns. I'm like, wait a second. People have been talking for an hour about how he didn't do this and he was, you know, he was going to kind of fight this. And then he just sort of threw in at the end, the best thing I can do is to get out of the way and I resign. It was very, I
so what
is
a guy like, he becomes a lawyer, what does he do? Now he can't be political anymore.
I think he set himself up to have criminal charges dismissed and he runs again.
Really?
He's getting out of the way now. He's doing the right thing because he said, look, the government has way too much to worry about right now in New York. New York has, a lot of people and a lot of cases of COVID again. So he said, you know, this focus is not going to leave me. for the next few months, maybe dragged on and on. So that's why I'm getting out of the way. Government needs to start governing again. But yeah, I think if he gets cleared of any criminal charges, I also thought he explained the whole state trooper thing really well. Like whether it's
the female
true or not,
state trooper.
The way he explained that, it made a lot of sense. And well, I'm
would
sure
you tell us a little about
upset.
What for those of us who didn't hear it? What did what
well,
was
she
what
had
did
said
he
that,
that?
She had said that she accused him of groping her and running his hand down her back and touching her stomach. And so he said that the state troopers who travel with his detail, they hold doors for him. And whenever he said he never felt comfortable just walking by somebody and ignoring them. So normally it's a male state trooper holding the door. And he said he often, like, pats them on the shoulder or squeezes their arm or, you know, pats their stomach, you know, with the back of his hand as he walks by them. He did that same thing to this female trooper. And he apologized. He said he wasn't even thinking about it because this is what he does with everybody.
That's kind of what Joe Biden said after kissing that girl on the head. Remember? During the campaign, there were sort of people.
Well, to be honest, Cuomo did a much better job of explaining the details and the nuances of it. But so I really do think that this was a whole defense setup. So he wants every New Yorker to know this is exactly how I feel. I still never inappropriately grabbed or groped anybody, and I think he's going to be back on the ballot. And look, stranger things have happened. He could be reelected. People have gone to prison and then got reelected. He's not.
Well,
if he doesn't have any criminal charges, then
how much check it out? One of the things that it's really important to note here is that impeachment was really on the table and the assembly was pursuing it. Mm-hmm. And so he is more in favor with the people of New York than he is the politicians, the political leaders of New York. They don't.
Well,
like
they love
him.
That name.
Well, they don't like him because they think he's too moderate, and they want to push. They want to push further to the left.
Politicians do.
The politicians. Correct.
Yeah.
And
like
so they have. He was useful when he was loud and obnoxious and going after Trump. And now that Trump's gone, he's no longer useful. They want to get him out of the way.
All right.
And
so
he was making a deal. I mean, that was the report this week that he was making a deal to avoid impeachment. So, because if he was impeached, he could never run again. So I think it is. Interesting that he chose to jump out like that yesterday. Maybe that was the deal.
How much of a factor was Gloria Allred in all this?
I don't know. I mean, she's representing one of the victims. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that she had much to do. I think
he's not intimidated by Gloria Allred.
I think the people that were on the table already were much more powerful than she was in all of this.
Okay. So then there's this Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. Never heard of her before all this started. I've begun to look around, and she impresses me about as much as Kamala Harris. Seems to be the same sort of political opportunist who's there all at the right time to
well,
be.
Well, she's run with him twice. I mean, she's been elected.
Lieutenant Governor.
Yeah, but what has she done?
What happens.
What has she done as Lieutenant Governor?
Lieutenant Governors do a lot of stuff that no
well,
one talks
but what's
about.
She done? I'm not trying to challenge. I'm curious if we can figure out
what
she
what has any
done.
Lieutenant Governor done until they have to step into the main seat? When Christie,
in California.
No one even knew the Lieutenant Governor's name in New Jersey, where I am, and then Christie stepped aside to go run for president, and then everyone knew her name. So that, you know, this is not uncommon that people don't know anything about Kathy Hochul. People are going to know she's the first governor of New York, first female governor of New York.
In California, we say the role of the lieutenant governor is to wake up, check the paper. If the governor is still alive, they go back to bed. Now, what I'm curious about, is lieutenant governor elected in New York? Because in California, it's elected. It's not like you run. It's not
they
like you
run
have a running
on the ticket
mate.
Together.
Right.
So
she in Massachusetts, they do the same thing.
Yeah.
And in this current administration here in Massachusetts, lieutenant governor is, it's always the Baker Polito. Administration.
So they
she's
run as
very
a
active,
not as a
very visible, very
yes,
much
Jen,
a partner.
They're on the same, to answer your question, Jen, yeah, they're on the same ticket, and it's just like the president and vice president.
Gotcha, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, so that's the end, at least for a while, of this discussion. I don't know, but people will still throw in there, will be people, so we told you Andrew Cuomo was no good. Let's get a Republican to run for governor in New York. Is there such a person that would run? Is there even a Republican that's that visible in New York that could get any traction? I don't know the answer to that question.
I mean, Andrew Giuliani's already running for governor. He's Rudy Giuliani's son. He's a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I don't know. There have been some people who have already thrown their hat in the ring for the governor's race, because don't forget, that's a year away. So A lot of this...
Do we have anybody that is good that doesn't have a name that everybody recognizes? Or do we have to learn because we have a name?
Good people without names, name recognition.
Well, how's Larry? Larry Elder didn't have a whole lot. Well, he had some name recognition in California.
He shook it up. He's earned over $4.5 million in the first 2 weeks of his
campaign. In campaign contributions?
Absolutely. And my mom is a card-carrying member of the Democrat Party, and she received a letter from Gavin Newsom, not like personalized, but, hey, get out there and vote.
Dear Diana, please send me $100, right?
The letter was all about Larry Elder from Gavin Newsom.
Really?
Do you know Larry Elder is just a breath away from becoming governor? If you don't get out and vote, Larry Elder is anti-science, anti-climate, anti-business, anti-everything.
So he's not talking about how good he is. He's talking about how bad
I should send you the letter. I would like to see it. It was hysterical. I mean, it was all about Larry Elder and that this isn't the person that you want running California right now.
Really? And I'd like running California right now.
I'm not as sure that it's you I don't really want running California right now.
Me?
Gavin Newsom is what I'd write.
Well, how would I do as governor of California? What do you think?
A lot better than Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, well,
I guarantee you that at least people would have water and that all the farmers who are being devastated right now by stupid policies wouldn't be.
I keep saying this. You have no idea what the cost of food is going to look like in four months, through the winter. You're going to be paying, in some cases, 3-4 times what you're paying now for fresh fruit and vegetables, especially if it comes from you. Like apples, you're not going to find any apples from the Northwest.
Get ready. I was up in Central California, and granted, this was by the beach, so they were probably jacking up prices.
Where were you there? Megan and Miles.
I saw. We were like probably crisscrossing each other. That's where I was. I was up at Pismo Beach. Yeah. And I know they're in Monterey, and it's beautiful. But the gas prices?
Crazy.
Regular, $4.99 for regular. I think it was all the way up to $5.29 diesel.
That's enough to get Gavin Newsom retired right there. Look at that. That's all Larry Elder has to do. Look at the cost of gasoline. Put a picture of Gavin Newsom next to the cost of gasoline at a 76 station or something, and that's it. Done. End of story.
He passed the gas tax that raised prices up a dollar. So.
This is all going to be a like signs of the future. Signs everywhere. There's signs. Remember that song, Phil? Who did that?
The five-man electrical band.
Five-man electric band. Yep, you ought to have that. That's a sign.
Sorry, did you know that?
because there was a 90s cover of it that was really... Yeah, Tesla.
Okay.
Yeah.
18 after the hour.
Okay.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Want to hear some inside scoop? If your kids are as ready to go back to school as mine are, you've got to check out Kohl's. I got my daughters the cutest sew-tops for under $18, JanSport backpacks for 25% off, and 30% off Levi's jeans for me. I even saved an extra 15% and picked up Kohl's cash. So, yeah, not sure who's more excited right now, me or the girls. Flex styles, 15% offer ends August 15th. Levi's coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or call for details.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour, it's the DJV program. Doug, as in Doug Steffen. Jay, as in Jennifer Horn. Jay Kirshner, not feeling well this morning. So Victoria and Jennifer and I will go through the trending items. And we'll acknowledge that for the first time since the pandemic started, this is sort of trending actually in our world. The idea that people listen to the radio at home, more in-car listening has been the trend over the last 10 years or so. But more people this past week listened to the radio than have listened to the radio in years. So that's kind of a cool thing. Thank you to all of you who are here to enjoy our conversation as well on the DJV program, which will include some important social media right after this. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. So, ladies, the news about Christina Applegate, well-known television personality or television star, isn't good. How many of you have known anybody in life who's had MS? Really, have you had any friends, relatives, anybody that's had MS? Yeah, I have.
My closest friend has MS.
What sort of thing is she going through?
Well, right now it's great because she's pregnant and it goes into remission, which a lot of people don't realize. But really? It's very scary. You know, watching her go through it was really tough, and it takes a while. I think the scariest thing is that you don't get the diagnosis right away. It's not like you walk in and you go in with symptoms and they go, you have MS, we can start treating. I mean, it takes a while to figure out what's going on, you know, and that is really, really scary. So
my friend up the street, the farmer, has had MS since he was in his 20s. He's now in his 60s, and it really takes its toll. Some days he's not able to function. He takes medication that
evens it out. It depends on what kind of MS you have,
yeah,
too, and how early. I mean, this disease is so personal for people. Like, it can be something that is just a minor annoyance for some people,
right,
and then
yes,
other people it can be completely debilitating.
So what's her story? What's Christina Applegate's story? How serious is it?
We don't know yet. She just informed her fans that she had been diagnosed a few months ago, and that's all she said. I mean, she said it's been rough, and she's going through a lot of it, and I guess she thanked everyone for the support, but she just basically said, now I'm going to ask for privacy, and I have to go through this, and that's going to be it. So I don't know how much we'll hear
about it. So just to play devil's advocate, if she wants privacy, why would she say anything at all?
Well, because you can't just disappear and people, you know, on the internet think you're dead or kidnapped or whatever. So it's just a courtesy to let your fans know why they're not going to be hearing from you.
Hmm.
Now, what's interesting is that Selma Blair is another actress in Hollywood who has MS, and for her, it's
really
bad, debilitating.
MS.
Yeah, and so what's weird is that both of them were in a movie together. Do you remember that? I think Cameron Diaz was the third.
Now, the sweetest thing.
Yeah, I don't know that it's environmental, but it certainly is odd that two of the three stars of that end up sick.
Yeah. John Wayne, when he was filming a movie out in the middle of the desert where the nuclear bombs had been tested during World War II, he and pretty much every member of the cast died of cancer, and they all figure that they got it when they were out there shooting on that desert. Yeah. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Hyundai Motor Company has announced its plan to deploy the company's latest hydrogen fuel cell electric heavy-duty truck in California for two publicly funded projects to improve the air quality in the region. Debuting last year in Switzerland, Exion Fuel Cell has proven its commercial viability through more than 1 million kilometers of driving in real-world conditions. The U.S. model provides a maximum driving range of 500 miles. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZ.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Democrats approved a $3.5 trillion budget resolution just hours ago, setting the stage for President Biden's social safety net. The vote was 50-49, and the measure passed after a lengthy series of amendment votes known as Votorama. The session started on Tuesday afternoon and went until 4 a.m. Eastern. The Democrat-controlled House must next take up and pass the budget resolution scheduled for August 23rd. Texas House of Representatives voted 80-12 to bring back the runaway Democrats, hiding to prevent a quorum on voter integrity legislation. Hours prior to the vote, the Texas Supreme Court ruled that the Republicans were within their rights to force their colleagues to return. Republican State Representative Matt Crossa from Fort Worth says the voting debate must go on.
I think Representative Kane and I, Chairman Kane and I, would say it's not animosity, it's not retribution, it's just let's do the work of the people of Texas.
USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has allowed the release of a murderer who served 40 years in prison for the murder of a developmentally disabled Fresno, California man who was buried alive. 58-year-old David Wiedert in 1980 killed Michael Morganti to cover up a $500 burglary. Morganti was his lookout in the burglary. Fresno County District Attorney Lisa Schmickamp on Fox News says Governor Newsom should be ashamed.
The Board of Prisons, 3 times in a row, and this time also, they produced no information at all. In fact, the reason that Governor Brown twice and Governor Newsom once blocked the parole of this man, he has not accepted responsibility. He has not shown any remorse. And he has done nothing in prison other than not get in trouble. So he's had no rules violations, but he hasn't progressed. He hasn't accepted responsibility. He is not remorseful for this crime still to this day. And the fact that they could think, and Governor Newsom could think, that it is appropriate to let a man out of custody who took a developmentally disabled boy, took him, beat him, made him dig his own grave, stabbed him, beat him, put him in a grave, and buried him alive. When this young man, the autopsy was done, there was dirt in his lungs, which gives us the indication and the evidence that he was buried alive. It's one of the most heinous crimes we've ever seen in Fresno. And the fact that this man is walking free is despicable, and Gavin Newsom should be ashamed of himself.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
JV program here to tune up your brain, tune up your day. It's Wednesday, the 11th of August, and Jennifer, that means we're one-third of the way through the month of August.
Would you stop? August just got here. Just take a deep breath and enjoy it, right?
All right,
these poor kids who are going back to school, they want you to just slow it down. Slow your roll.
Slow it down. All right. So a couple of COVID items of interest and import with Jennifer and Victoria. Jay's off. Here, the fate of Phil Valentine, his condition. A talk radio host from Nashville, been in the news. A lot of us have been talking about him for the past couple of weeks. He's been on a ventilator and still is. He's in critical condition still. Doesn't seem to have changed much over the last week or 10 days. So what does that lead you to believe? In terms of, I don't know that much about ventilators.
To be honest, it's not great news because the average person who died was on a ventilator 11 days. So it, the longer you're on it, the it becomes more and more difficult to ever have a chance of coming off of it.
Yeah. Or if you do, what's your life going to be like? Probably be the... The question.
I mean, the longer you're in a miracle hospital bed.
Yeah, there are people who were on the ventilator for like 30 days and they get off and
then they get, yeah,
they're okay. Good.
But just, yes, I mean, it's not a death sentence, but certainly it makes your recovery that much harder. And you have to think about how weak people can be, right? I mean, if you're in a ventilator, that means you're confined to a bed. And they always say if you're in the hospital and you're in a hospital bed for every day, it's like 3 or 4 additional days of recovery, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, depending on what kind of shape he was in, and he, from what I hear, he was in good shape before he went to the hospital.
Yes, very good
that
shape. Always
him.
In good shape. Yeah, very healthy guy. So let me just, we'll do a little shop talk here for a moment to bring our attention back around to what Jennifer does here and has done with me for a long, long time has joined me early in the morning California time to do this program. And about, 4 or 5 years ago, you got the call to be on KRLA in Los Angeles and has been doing a fabulous job. The ratings are fabulous. And so, but that, I don't say, but that radio station belongs to a company called Salem, which is known to focus its national shows and local stations on right of center politics. Jennifer's cut her teeth on that and certainly was no stranger to the issues or the way they ought to be presented. So in terms of how Larry Elder, who also works for that company, he was, well, I've said this a number of times, he and I started the same day on KRLA in Los Angeles back in 1993. He was sort of a protege of Dennis Prager, who is one of the Salem hosts now. When he left ABC, he went to KRLA. And I was on KRLA, but it wasn't when Salem owned it. It was when, I forget, it was CBS who owned it at the time I was on it. Anyway, so I'm asking the question because I kind of want to know what the tolerance level is there with the other hosts for masks and for the whole business of vaccinations and how much a part of the campaign, because Larry Elder is the leading contender to replace Gavin Newsom, which I think is very exciting.
How's that other guy going, Jen, that Paffrath guy?
Kevin Paffrath.
With all the money?
No.
Yeah, Kevin Paffrath is a YouTube star. His name, yeah, he's a real estate guy. His name is Meet Kevin.
It's
very strange. I'd like to tell you how he's doing, but in all of the polling, he was polling at like 1% or 2%. And then in this poll that came out from, I think it was the Survey USA poll that came out last Wednesday, all of a sudden he has 27% support. So it's really hard to know because I don't think many people have like heard him catch fire. I don't know if that poll was an outlier or if people were just looking for the Democrat that stuck on the list the most.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard to know because in most of the polling, there hasn't been anything consistent. He was either really low or now popped up into the lead position. So it's really bizarre. I can't tell you. I know that people, if they're looking for a Democrat to vote for, he is the most prominent Democrat on the list,
mm-hmm.
aside from Gavin Newsom. But I don't know if I believe it because I don't know how many people really.
But isn't Larry getting a lot of it? If the governor is sending around mailers that focus on Larry Elder,
he's considered to be the front runner.
Yeah,
Larry Elder
I think he would
to be the front runner.
So what
he's raising
is the,
a lot of money and he's shaking things up.
Kind of the reason I'm asking this is because Ben Shapiro was on with Bill Maher this past week. It was an interesting conversation. He had somebody else on, a black dude who was really obnoxious. I'm not a big fan of Ben Shapiro's. I think he's done well business-wise, writes a lot of books, has a big successful blog, and makes a lot of money.
I worked with him. I care a lot.
Yeah, I know you did. He was over there with you for a while. Yeah. At any rate, I'm trying to figure out, is there a... and does it exist elsewhere? Maybe on the I know the station and management had a pro-Trump stance, and they wanted everybody on the air to do that. What's the position of them?
I have
them?
To say, they didn't really want everybody on the air to do that. I think they wanted to, like on our program, they wanted to have representation mm-hmm. for that viewpoint. But there was never any pressure, like, hey, you have to say this or that. Many of our hosts, I think, took the trajectory of Republicans in general, and that is that they came to the table to like Trump. I was the only one on the station that
liked Trump from the beginning, that liked him from the escalator. I mean, you had people like Mark Levin and Dennis Prager who were not Trump people. They were Ted Cruz people. And then they came to the table, and then they saw what Trump did, and they really liked him. And Larry Elder was kind of the same way. Larry Elder was maybe, of the national ones, maybe the one that went to Trump first, but he started out kind of in the Ted Cruz vein.
So how much of an issue, though, is the COVID, the masking, hospitalizations? What did Larry, has he been saying on the air, and can
Larry's
that be used for
honest.
Him
Larry's,
or against him?
Larry's vaccinated, and he's talked about why he chose to do that. He didn't have COVID. His girlfriend did. Nina had COVID, but he never got it.
He's not still with that redhead, is he? Is she the? I remember the redhead.
She's blonde. She's very sweet. They've been together a long time.
Okay.
And she had it. She got sick. He managed not to. And he talks, you know, pretty openly about his choice and why he made the vaccine. The problem is, I think, you know, and it's what I harp on here, is that we've gotten into this camp where we're either, you know, you're either the vaccinated or the unvaccinated, and it's very black or white. And I think that Larry would be in the same thing.
Well, all politics has become that way, Jennifer. Everything has become black
and
white.
Yeah, but that's not right.
And
I mean, look at where
right.
we are.
I
it's like everything's
a
team sport, and we marginalize people who aren't on our team. And so, I don't know, I was thinking a lot about this over the weekend. I'll tell you guys later. I read an article that just got me going. And because I tried to take a break, but this one article really got me. I think Larry's position is my position, and that is that I am not anti-vax, I am anti-mandate. And I think that Larry is a libertarian at the core, and
yes,
so this government mandated nonsense about masks and closure, I mean, that's not going to work.
So let's follow that train then for a minute. Let's talk about the White House and the governors who are saying we're not going to make children wear masks to go to school. The government is saying if you can make that choice, but we'll cut your federal funding for education.
The federal government does, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what the feds are saying. If you don't go along with the mandate, then we're going to cut your mandate. That's,
you know, the fact that
funding.
We don't allow more control to go to the people to decide what's appropriate, I think is pretty appalling to me. There was a conversation that was had in Los Angeles yesterday, both with the city council and the board of supervisors, that's deciding whether or not I should be able to go to the grocery store. And that's no joke. They are having a conversation in Los Angeles about people who are not vaccinated being able to use the grocery store. I mean, are you kidding me? It's gone beyond just non-essential businesses. And now they're having this situation about how, or the conversation about how they can control people with essential businesses as well. You know, it's very possible that people who are unvaccinated in the next couple of weeks will not be able, like in New York, to go to restaurants, bars, massage places, the gym where you probably want people to go so that they can maintain their health. All of those things will be out. But the fact that we're having a conversation in modern day America about unvaccinated people being able to use the grocery store, it's appalling that we are at this point.
I agree.
And
there's
nobody addressing natural immunity. And so it's like, you know, it's
well, there was
it's
another study
strange.
I read over the weekend that I know last week we talked about a study about natural immunity being stronger than the vaccine, and I read two other things this weekend that that's actually not the case. So that's why doctors are saying 3 months after you have COVID, get a shot, get the vaccine.
But I read that too, and you know, and maybe this is the article that made me go apoplectic because there was... Do we have a second here to do this, Doug, or do you want me to wait?
Go ahead. You can do it now.
So I read Apple News this weekend, and I can't remember where the story was coming from, but the CDC director said that natural immunity doesn't work, that you should get the vaccine even if you've recovered from COVID. Okay, so make the argument. Like, I've been waiting to hear someone address people who have recovered from COVID. So I go, and I'm reading the story, and what they're basing this on, the same. Remember, they based it on that the India study that was not peer-reviewed, and then the Massachusetts town where there were people who were vaccinated that still pass it around, and so that changed the guidance for people who were vaccinated.
A lot of this stuff coming from India. A lot of it coming from India.
Well, no, but also this town in Massachusetts. A lot of people that had the vaccine that were still passing it around, and so now vaccinated people are back to wearing masks. So now there's a group of Marines that they were studying who had COVID recovered, and then some of them got COVID again. And so that's what they're basing this new proclamation on about vaccinated
people. A lot of people have gotten it twice now.
Well, but if you read through...
They had it bad twice.
Really? Okay, so if you read through this particular article that I was looking
at, wait a second,
CDC director.
Your folks have had it twice?
Not my parents. I was with my parents yesterday, and a friend of theirs just recovered from it a second time.
Okay, all right. Excuse me. Go ahead, Jen.
So if you go through this article, though, they say that most people who have had COVID and recovered and get it again are having very few symptoms. And that they are, because of that, they can pass it on because they don't even know they have it. They might just present symptoms of a little bit of a cold, and so maybe they can pass it on. So essentially, they're saying that people who are unvaccinated and getting it a second time are having the same things happen to them as people who are vaccinated, right? Because if you're vaccinated, you can still get it. If you get it, you're going to have light symptoms, and you might be able to pass it on. So essentially, all of this going on, and you must have this vaccine, it basically puts you in par or on par with the people who have had the vaccine. So it hit me. Instead of vaccinated, unvaccinated, we need to spend all of this money that we're spending on stupid testing, stupid projects, and we need to put it into antibody testing. Because the truth is that there are a lot of people who get the vaccine who are immunocompromised who still don't have enough antibodies to fight it off. There are people who have had it and recovered who don't have those antibodies that should also be protected. Those are the people that we should be targeting to get the vaccine. Those are the people who, if they've already had the vaccine and they still aren't testing for antibodies, should not have the false sense of security that they aren't going to get sick. And those are the ones that we should be worrying about protecting or at least arming with the information so that they can make the right decisions for themselves. Until we're serious about testing antibodies, I don't believe anybody's serious about fixing the problem. I just...
And
for
so
vaccinated
it was said
and unvaccinated, right?
By Jennifer Horn. This is the DJV program. Now it's time to remind you about the process of losing weight and how the personal consultants that are available at Calitrin, go to toploss.com and click on where it says consultant, ask questions, get answers, get help, get on the right formulaic approach to losing weight and keeping it off. That's what Calitrin is all about. Help, help, help. It's really very positive. All of the reports of people losing weight and keeping it off from using Calitrin, it's a weight loss formula that doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs, nothing bad, just good. Take it as a spoonful of liquid. What is it? A spoonful of liquid makes the medicine go down. Well, there's that. And there's the capsules you can take at night before you go to bed. But no matter what, you'll be on the right path to lose weight and to keep it off, more importantly. And they're running a huge sale this week, $30 off the total price, and a couple of months free, you get the old BOGO deals, all said and done with the DJV code. So check that all out at toploss.com. Again, the code to lose weight when you check out is DJV.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds in your local grocery store.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today with funding from $3,000 to $500,000. Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Are we ready for the 5:30 pickup?
Cam's Courier Service's newest hire delivered his resignation.
Hey, Ray, who's handling it?
She now needs next day shipping on a new driver.
All these boxes here, are they ingoing or are they outgoing?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Three after the hour now, Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing in my colleague and friend Victoria Keelan to discuss Amazon and what they're going to pay in damages for the junk that they sell. So,
Well, that's basically it.
Is it their stuff or other people's stuff? I guess that would be question a lot of people will have, yes.
Yeah. So, really? Amazon has announced a new policy to pay customers directly for claims of property damage or personal injury under $1,000 caused by defective products that they sell. This new policy will begin on September 1st, and, like you just asked, it will apply to every product sold on Amazon, regardless of who's actually behind this, you know, the product. It doesn't matter who's selling it through Amazon. Amazon's going to cover all of it. This must have been a $1 billion an insurance policy that they took out. But previously, if you wanted to file a claim of property damage or personal injury due to something that you bought on Amazon, you actually had to go directly to the seller, which kind of always raised questions of who's really at fault for defective stuff sold on the Amazon platform. But right. When this policy kicks in, though, Amazon customer service will help facilitate claims between a customer and the seller and the seller's provider. So Amazon is really jumping in as the middleman, and the $1,000 number accounts for about more than 80% of cases. So that's where they came up with that number. So this is good news, because I know a lot of people who've bought stuff from Amazon, and, you know, it's either caught fire or...
Well, they wouldn't be doing this, Victoria, if they didn't have to. That's not... Yes. Bezos doesn't do things because he's a good guy. It must be that
there's
so much pushback.
Yeah.
Well, but whoever's there is a protege, to be sure. They learned through his thinking. But in terms of whether they're doing it because they're good people or not, the answer to that question is certainly no. They're doing it because they have to. So they must have a ton of complaints, and it must be affecting their business.
Here's one little extra thing, because, like you said, Amazon doesn't do anything out of the goodness of their hearts.
No.
They also announced that they are partnering with, they have a new initiative called the Amazon Insurance Accelerator. And so it's a new initiative to help sellers get product liability insurance. So it's, you're required to have it on the platform. But now, essentially, they have their own...
Let me understand that. So if you're selling something, like Jack Stockwell sells his Lee enzymes on Amazon, he has to have some kind of insurance to guarantee the product is good or won't hurt people? Or what is, how does that work?
If he was selling on Amazon, yes.
Yeah.
And so, what Amazon is doing is saying, hey, you need product liability insurance to hang out with us here anyway, so why not try our own Amazon insurance? That's what they're pushing as well.
Another way to control the world.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
There you go. Okay. No dummies there.
Right.
They're great business people, lousy human beings, but you get the drift. 56 past the hour in a moment. What is going on with this chip shortage, and how is it affecting you if you're buying a new car right after this?
This important message is for anyone experiencing financial hardship and owes back taxes to the IRS or has unfiled tax returns. Recent events have caused massive job layoffs and financially burdened millions. While tough times will go away, the IRS won't. At Community Tax, we're on top of evolving IRS collection policies that could make it easier to resolve tax problems and dramatically lower monthly payments. If you're facing a serious loss of income, you may qualify for IRS hardship programs that may lower your monthly payments or provide dramatic tax savings. For taxpayers who owe less than $250,000 and are in a payment arrangement with the IRS, new guidelines could lower your payments substantially.
Community Tax has decades of experience helping taxpayers with IRS collections. So call our helpline today for your free consultation and learn what programs you qualify for. Call 800-219-6286. That's 800-219-6286. 800-219-6286.
Okay, so let's get to the bottom of the chip shortage and some specific examples of how it's hurting delivery of certain cars.
Okay,
trucks,
so the Ford F-150, one of the most popular models of any vehicle, that was, of course, hit by the global semiconductor shortage. And now Ford's Mustang Mach-E, the electric version of the Mustang, that is having a serious delay. It's a minimum of 6 weeks now for prospective owners who were scheduled to get their new vehicle between July 5th and October 1st. So push all of that back by at least 6 weeks. And this is according to emails that Ford sent to the new buyers. It's actually not even the first delay that the Mustang Mach-E has suffered, because Ford had to hold back 4,500 cars back in March because they had some quality check issues, and then there's the battery issue. And so now with this chip shortage, you're actually getting less of the perks and the extra battery and all that. That's not going to come with it now because of the chip shortage. So.
All right. Well, those cars probably be hard to build without the chips. A lot of them are not, and they're just building them without the chips, which makes more sense to me than not building cars at all.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.